Welcome back. It is 6:39, and we jump into the segment. We're going to play a little bit of Mehmete.
Okay.
All right. The
new songs again.
You've heard of Apple, right? You've heard of that company, you know, and their spinoff, iEverything. Well, iTunes. You ever heard of iTunes?
I have.
Caught the iTunes, have you?
I do.
Where Forrest Gump says, we bought this Apple, now we don't have to worry about the money thing anymore.
That's true. All right, so iTunes recently came out with their top-selling singles of 2013.
We're not going to know any of them.
And I thought we would look at the top five. I'll do.
We may know some of them.
I'll do the 10 through 6, and then we're going to name the top five. I'll play a little bit of the top five.
Listeners will do much better at this than Chris
please,
and I will.
Please play along at home.
Yeah.
Please do.
Here's the segment where Chris and Tom feel old.
All right, number 10 is Mirrors by Justin Timberlake. Royals by Lorde. Roar by Katy Perry is number 8.
Royals only made number 9.
Number 9, Stay, Rihanna featuring Mickey Echo is number 7. And number 6, When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars. Those are the top. Those are the 10 through 6. I am now going to play a little bit of number 5. You will tell me who the artist is and the name of the song. Are you ready?
No, but go ahead anyway.
Here we go. Here we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can hold. Buzz in,
you know,
at any time.
You know, I'll know all these songs to hear them, but I won't know who did them.
Yeah, right. I've heard this.
Sure.
Damn if I know who's doing it.
This is
Macklemore.
That's right. It is Macklemore. Yeah. This will be a great beer commercial soon. Like the ceiling can hold up. It'll be a great beer commercial pretty soon.
It All is right. Macklemore. I remember
yep.
that.
Yep. It's Macklemore, Can't Hold Us with Ryan Lewis and Ray Dalton. All right. So here we come. Number 4. You guys did very well on that one. Just give me a reason.
Just a little bit's enough. I'm happy that I've heard this also.
I actually like this artist. I like her music. I don't particularly care for this.
No. Katy Perry.
Nope. I don't like Katy Perry's music. I don't think she does anything worthwhile yet.
You said earlier this week that you like Christina Aguilera. Is that who that is?
No. Christina Aguilera has got an amazing voice. That just a huge voice. I think. Little bitty girl. No, that was Pink. With let's just give me a reason. Pink with Nate Ruess.
Okay. Why do you inflict this on us to make us look so ridiculous that we are so out of touch that we don't know who these people are?
I'm helping us to understand what the kids are doing these days.
I want to go down. We should do a segment where we take over the top 40 station and do all-time classic Frank Sinatra songs.
No.
We do great.
You know what? On Valentine's Day, I'll tell you what, we'll do that with Dean Martin.
Okay.
I'll be all over that on Dean Martin for Valentine's Day. Nothing get... Mm-hmm. Then Dean Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby. All right, here we go. Number 3.
Sounds angry.
It's distorted. I don't like that.
This is Radioactive.
Yes, it is. Very good. Chris buzzing in with the right answer. Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
The Imagine Dragons. Okay.
Nice, huh? You like that? All right, here we go. You'll know this one. This is the number 2 most downloaded, most sold song according to iTunes.
Everybody get up.
My daughter has done song interpretation for me, and she says, Dad, the song is highly inappropriate. This song has the best hook of anything that was done this year.
Yeah, this is very popular.
This is Blurred Line.
Look at Conley kicking butt and taking names, man. You should be ashamed of yourself, big man.
Yeah, I don't listen to this new stuff, man.
New stuff.
It's old stuff. It samples the darn Marvin Gaye song over and
absolutely
over again.
Absolutely is.
It's a ripoff.
Yeah, it most certainly is, and his father should be really proud of him. All right, so the number 1 best-selling single of 2013, according to iTunes, is... I'm gonna pop
some tags. That's only Macklemore. Got $20 in my pocket. Thrift Shop, Macklemore. I know that one. This is...
We have to edit it a little bit.
This has got a great hook, too, no question.
It does.
And the video is pretty funny. He's going through a thrift shop try it on all kinds of weird clothes. Yeah. And yeah,
anyway, that's not so bad. You guys did very, very well. I think we have got some great parodies of a couple of these songs in our library, and we're going to play them every once in a while. So there it is.
Is
now
it
you
fair
know.
To say this was not a good year for music.
I have to.
Well, there's a new Eminem CD that did well. Justin Timberlake had a new CD. Beyonce, of course, has a new one
Monster,
out.
Monster, yeah.
That apparently Target is not selling.
Yeah.
Target refuses to sell it because she put it out on iTunes first.
It's like, you know what? If you're going to walk away from money just because of that, you go right ahead. I'm not really impressed with the music that came out this year. But here's the thing. I'm going to have to qualify myself. I'm in my 40s. I am a pudgy, balding white guy. I got no business making any.
The music I buy is from old artists. I'll buy the latest from like a U2 or a Bonnie Raitt or you know somebody like that before I'll buy any of this new stuff.
I was in some building getting in the elevator, and it was the Muzak elevator version of "Running with the Devil" by Van Halen. And I listened to it.
You were ready
to
open a vein right there in the elevator.
Well, I started listening. Well, this is really familiar. And then it hit me, and I'm like, oh, my God. My group, Van Halen, is in an elevator? Oh, man. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Now at a mall near you, Rapping Rappers. Every gift wrap is wrapped and wrapped by a rapper who's also a professional rapper.
I rap while I rap, that's who I am. You want paper with Santa or Frosty the Snowman.
While getting paper is on their minds, folding paper is what rapping rappers do best.
Scissors in my right, twine in my left. Ooh, a fondue pop, that always makes a nice gift.
Call it Christmas with street cred. We call it a 187 on an uncovered box.
Scotch tape invisible, package wrapped impeccable. Rudolph got a red nose, I got some red bones. Thank you, tips are acceptable.
Not only do rapping rappers know their way around rhyme, they also know how to make ribbon curly by running it across a scissor blade.
Wrap that box, top it with a bow. For the good boys and the naughty hoes.
Rapping rappers, a complimentary rap with a complimentary rap. Or as we call it, freestyle. Look for the Rapping Rappers kiosk at a mall near you.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.